hands up, but he wants to mouth something. Look at this kid. Okay, I've been asked to break down videos, trials, trial clips, cross-examination moments. I've been asked to do this over and over and over again, and I've done it. I'm going to do something a little bit different today. This is Neil Rockhind. This is the Killer Cross-Examination Podcast, and I want to break down a video that actually has my blood boiling. It's got my blood boiling. I couldn't help, despite everything that I have going on, despite all of my cases, I couldn't help, but I played it, watched it again. I watched it again. The bile in my stomach was turning over and over and over again. And I thought to myself, this can't be, but it is. If I could actually, you could see my blood and my blood pressure, it is through the roof. And it's through the roof over what is obviously biased, implicit bias, explicit bias, obvious bias in the way that the police reacted to a mall fight between two teens. And I know there's all kinds of debates about like critical race theory and this theory and that theory and that theory. Put that all aside and just look at this video. Two police officers rush upon a scene with no information whatsoever, zero, zip. Not a zilch. I mean, no information, just popped in there. And when they arrived, they saw two young men, two teens that were fighting or wrestling. And you would think that if you see one on top of the other, that the police would rush in and restrain either both or the one on top, because that's the one who's in position to actually do more damage. That's the one who appears to be the aggressor. Only that's not what happened. Smug kid with the shitty haircut, with the crappy haircut. He's got his finger right in this other teen's face. Anybody would be like, get your finger out of my face. Pushes it back. Black teen's hands are down. Can't back up. He's backed up against this bench or a sofa. And that would typically, you would think, be the end of that conflict. Then the Caucasian white teen with the bad haircut pushes the other kid. Now that's an assault. That's an assault and battery right there.
Come outside. Come outside. Oh, oh, oh.
Yo.
You could see the kid who's on top. The white kid with the bad haircut, the white teen with the bad haircut, he is on top. He's the one who was aggressive. He's the one that actually pushed him. He jumps on top of him, and he's getting the best of him. Swings, swinging for his head.
No.
Now, one kid is on the ground. The black teen is on the ground. And, of course, the police don't see any of it. They have no idea what's going on, none of that.
No, bro.
They actually see the aggressor. In this case, they actually come upon a scene, and they see one person on top of the other, one person getting the better of the other. They see one person who's prone and on the ground. That's the black kid. And you would think at that moment that just for an abundance of caution at a minimum, that they see the one person, the white kid on top, and then they want to get him and restrain him and protect the young man on the ground who's prone from the one who's on top. Being on top, you can do damage. Police run up and see that. You would think at a minimum, either separate the two, restrain them both, or you would actually go and restrain the one who's on top because he appears to be the aggressor and getting the best of the one who's on the bottom. But that's not what the New Jersey police did.
Chill. Brian, get up. Brian, leave.
What? What are they doing? I want to take my mouse. I just want to erase these guys, or I want to like move them back like I was playing a video game. What are you doing? At this exact moment in time, you can see two of New Jersey's finest demonstrating the impartiality and, of course, the desire to get to the bottom of it and to show that they're neutral and not biased and not prejudiced. They just want to get in there and save lives, and they just want to protect people. And they're just, no, that's not what happened. In fact, I could in some ways understand that that isn't what a police officer or what police officers would do when they see two people wrestling around on the floor in a mall. Look at this police officer over here, though. She's like, you know, sits him down. You okay? be fine. You okay? Sit down gently on a white couch while your partner wrestles the kid who was vulnerable, the black teen who was vulnerable, who was on the ground. And you join. They have no idea who started it. They have no idea what the genesis was. They have no idea who originated it. They have no idea whatsoever. All they would have seen were two people who were arguably in a fight and one person who was on top of the other. And the one person that Jay chose to restrain was the person that was on the ground, and he was black. And the one person that they chose to actually treat with some, to let roam and to comfort and to sit down on a chair, was this white kid. Look at this other boy just sitting here on the bench, like, you know, with his arm on his hip. He's just like looking around, like, you know. At one point, I think he even puts his hand out, like, you know, like, see what I had to deal with? I mean, what other explanation is there other than racial bias? There's none, and it's disgusting. The smug kid.
Oh no.
He stands up. I mean, he stands up.
Yo, it's because he's black. Racially motivated.
Look at him. Got his hand out. Like, look at what I had to deal with. Look at this. Look what I had to deal with. These officers have no idea what just happened. Not a clue. I mean, what other explanation is there other than racial bias? There's none. And it's disgusting. Can you believe that? Can you believe that that just occurred? I hear people all the time talking about, my God, I mean, the police, and they talk about race, and they want books to be removed from libraries, and they want books to be removed from schools and from curriculum, and they don't, the fact of the matter is there is a history of prejudice in this country with the way that law enforcement and the way that police officers have treated people who are black. It's real. You can't just pretend it away. Every time I read a story or I see some story, I see somewhere someone talking about how people just should get over that or move past that, there's a video that occurs. There's a video like this. This is prejudice. This is bias. Somewhere when these officers ran up, whatever they were thinking as they ran up, they didn't think danger, danger. They didn't think let's separate everybody and cooler heads prevailed. They ran in, and somehow their training and their background and their history and their mindset, what they think about and what they worry about, kicked in, and they said to themselves, we got to restrain the kid on the bottom who's prone and is getting beaten up by the kid on top. Why? What about that scene would compel you to make that decision? I'm waiting. I'm dying to hear. The answer is nothing. Other than the fact that you thought, as police officers, we're going to go protect the white teen, and we're going to arrest and manhandle and throw around and toss around and handcuff and push aside furniture in order for us to both get the black teen. I'm going to tell you something right now. There is no chance that in any police force that I had a say in, that these two officers would be. There's no chance that these two officers would be on that force. None. The white teen, he's going to walk away thinking that he is better. He's going to walk away thinking that he didn't do anything wrong. He's going to walk away thinking that somehow that he was protected by the police and that he could be protected by the police. The teen on the ground here, who was prone and losing the fight and was getting pushed around by the bigger white teen. I mean, you know what he's going to be thinking. He's going to be thinking that even in a case where the police don't know what's happening and he's getting beaten up or assaulted or attacked, he's going to be thinking that the police are not there to protect him, that he is less worthy. this is an awful video. This is an awful display of police work, in my opinion. Awful. And all of the racial insensitivity, the sensitivity training, all of that is bullshit. It's important, but it's not getting to the problem. This right here is a microcosm. This is a little vignette into what's wrong with our, what we see going on with our policing. I'm not going to get into a whole conversation about it. If your child was at the bottom of that pile, was being arrested by the police, and your child was different, appeared different from the majority, I'm telling you right now, you'd be incensed. When the police ran up and had no idea what was going on, they chose to actually protect and nurture the white teen, despite the fact that he was the aggressor and even appeared at that point to be the aggressor. And they arrested, handcuffed, manhandled the teen, the black teen who was on the ground. And it's indefensible and it's inexcusable. How we get to the problem? We get to the problem when people are need to actually watch videos like this, digest it. You need to digest it. And you have to accept that there is institutional bias and prejudice against people of color. I don't even know what to say. Just stunned. I'll tell you right now, if I had an opportunity to defend that teen on the ground, the one that was restrained by the police, and I heard that he was charged with resisting or obstructing or assault and battery, anybody knows, I will defend that kid right now, sight unseen, period. I don't care where it is in the country, I'll defend him. That kid deserves the very best defense, the very best lawyers around, period. And I would like nothing more to have that those two police officers come onto my podcast and for me to cross-examine them about their despicable, biased, and prejudiced approach to policing. So couldn't help but pop on here to talk about this scene. I mean, everything about this is awful. This is Neil Rockine. This is sort of a rant here on the Killer Cross-Examination podcast. And I mean what I said. I'm telling you. Hope that kid gets the very best lawyer that he can find. I would jump into that case without any hesitation. And I hope those two officers get wind or get word that I'm willing to have them here for an absolute unrestrained sit-down conversation on the Killer Cross-Examination podcast. They want to know what it's like to be on the receiving end of something. They can come to the podcast here and I'll examine the hell out of them. You can count my words. You can mark my words. They want to come here on this podcast, I'll give them every chance to explain what they did, and then I'm going to cross-examine them like only I can. This is Neil Rockine.